City Limits is a production of WAER, Syracuse Public Media, and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, National Grid, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org.
41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016.
At its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
Welcome to City Limits. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Downtown Syracuse is a dental desert. This means there aren't enough dentists to provide accessible care for the city's population. For those struggling with poverty, living in a dental desert often means not being able to take care of your teeth. But Emmaus Dental Clinic is trying to provide the dental care that is absent from the city. As a part of our series on the front lines, we're taking a closer look at people and organizations making a difference in Syracuse's poverty problem. And Emmaus Dental is trying to help those in poverty one cleaning at a time.
A lot of square footage down there.
Good morning, the Emmaus Dental Clinic.
The Emmaus Dental Clinic is tucked behind the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, and it can be a little hard to find.
We are at 421 South Warren Street.
But once you get inside, you're likely greeted by Kathleen Comar. She's the administrative specialist and one of the co-founders of the Emmaus Dental Clinic. She took me on a tour of their facility.
This is the most important room in the clinic. Compressor. Every dental office has one. You probably have never seen
the facility
one,
may not look like what you imagine a free dental clinic to look like, and the volunteers take pride in that.
This pan x-ray machine. This is the latest technology. Again, when we have medical providers come down here, they're usually like, oh, wish we had that latest model. So we're very fortunate.
You think of a clinic that's targeted for the homeless and disadvantaged folks and unemployed folks. This dental clinic, the way it's set up, is as nice as any private dental office. It may not have aquariums or fancy pictures on the wall, but you will get quality care in a quality setting.
Dr. David Dasher is the dental director here at the Emmaus Dental Clinic. He's also one of the founders of the organization.
We started in August of 2014 in a single room just down the hall from where we're presently located, with donated equipment, and not the newest, but satisfactory, because we wanted to provide dental care for the homeless, the uninsured, the underinsured people, and the unemployed people in Syracuse and central New York.
They're now in a facility with three treatment rooms, a sterilization center, a waiting area, and an operating room. But expanding is expensive.
I sent out a cold letter back in November of 2016, before Thanksgiving, and said, colleagues, we're starting this clinic up. We need X number of thousands of dollars. And I would ask for each of you to send me a check for $1,000. Of course, most of them didn't, but 27 did. A lot of dentists in this area want to give back to the community, want to do charitable works. Some of them will go to Honduras or Guatemala on missions of mercy. I sort of wave this flag and say, you don't have to go there. Just start here.
Emmaus Dental relies on other people's willingness to help. The staff from the dentist to the hygienist to the receptionist is made up entirely of volunteers. And all of these volunteers share the same goal, closing the dental gap in impoverished communities.
Because it's one of the most untreated problems, and often interacts with different systemic problems. Hypertension can be related to dental problems. Diabetes is often related to dental problems. And so those are two very big systemic problems that sometimes having some intervention in your mouth can help.
Dr. Dasher says while the Affordable Care Act made a medical home more accessible, for many, a dental home is still out of reach. And even if a patient goes to their physician with a toothache, their physician probably won't know how to treat them.
I personally have two children who are physicians, one who was trained at Johns Hopkins and the other University of Texas, but neither one of them have had any training in oral problems.
So in addition to providing dental care for those struggling with poverty, Emmaus Dental Clinic is hoping to train more medical professionals to take better care of their patients.
As another outreach of what we do here, I teach 6 lectures a year to the physician assistant program at Lemoyne College on oral problems, pediatric problems, problems related to aging, acute problems, emergency kind of problems. So if they do see somebody who should be going to the dentist but actually go to their physician or to an urgent care clinic or whatever, they at least have a little bit of help.
For Dr. Dasher, service has always been a big part of his job.
My background is that I spent 23 years active duty in the military. And then I got out of the military in 1997, and I opened up a community health center dental program northwest of Dallas to treat people on a sliding fee scale, the same target audience. And then I moved from there to Syracuse Community Health Center.
He's hoping that Emmaus will be a facility that inspires young healthcare professionals to continue to give back.
I do think you need to plant the seed in people's minds. And also in the long run, if we can plant the seed of giving back to the community in these young, soon-to-be dentists, perhaps 10, 15, 25 years down the road, they'll volunteer and help their community wherever that may be.
He's hopeful for people like Grace Gugarty. Grace is a senior studying anthropology at Syracuse University, and one day she hopes to become a doctor.
So I'm from a rural community, Cortland, and for me, I've seen the other side of poverty, so it's the more rural poverty. Cortland County is the southernmost tip of Appalachia. I've seen that growing up my whole life, and then I came to Syracuse, and even though it's so close to Cortland and I've been here so many times, I was like, wow, it's almost the same in terms of the access to resources that people have. So ideally, I would love to go back to either Cortland County or somewhere in the area and serve my community with a different mindset. I want to go and be a voice for people who don't necessarily have that voice, and I want to be the one who's, you know, like fighting for people to get dental care, to get quality, acceptable health care.
Right now, she and 3 other women are conducting a study at Emmaus Dental Clinic. They've been interviewing patients after their appointments to see what themes are present for those who utilize the clinic, such as their history of dental care and how accessible dental care may be for them generally. The study may have a bit of quantitative data, but it will mostly revolve around the patient testimony. It isn't finished yet, but Grace says they have seen patterns.
A big pattern we've seen is patients who are living at or below the poverty line. They don't usually have health insurance or they're on Medicaid. A lot are homeless. We've seen a few who worked in manual labor type jobs and then they got injured and then they had to get surgery or something like that and they were out of work and then they were given prescription painkillers and then they became addicted in some fashion and then that, you know, leads to this kind of spiral effect of their entire health deteriorates.
And a lot of the patterns bring up what Grace refers to as the social determinants of health.
Your health isn't necessarily something you're just born with and that's it. It's your environment that plays a huge factor into how you access care, the quality of care you receive, how often you can even go to the doctor. A lot of it is determined just by lottery of birth, just by where you were born within the limits of Syracuse, what neighborhood were you born in, can determine pretty much the rest of your health.
She goes on to say she knows it's hard to sometimes look at someone and assume they should just take care of themselves, that laziness is the cause of poor health.
Because it is hard when you look at someone and you think, why don't they take care of themselves? I want people to stop and catch their thoughts and think, okay, you know, what caused this? And what can be done to eliminate that consequence?
And those questions drive her personal goals. While she's not a dental assistant, her work at Emmaus has shaped the way she will approach treating her future patients.
The teeth can paint a picture of your entire health. So if you can look inside someone's mouth, which sounds sort of gross, but if you look inside someone's mouth, you really can get an idea of, other health issues they might have. The teeth really show also your socioeconomic class. It can show how you are able to access, you know, certain foods, access care. Does your job give you dental care? So I've really learned that separating the teeth from the body in terms of primary care and in whole health care is really a negative consequence for many people.
Grace and her colleagues are hoping to have the study completed and then published in the coming months. She says they hope the study will bring attention to the inequality of dental care and even possibly drive local or state policy. The Emmaus Dental Clinic is open and hours are limited to the availability of its volunteer staff. If you're looking to make an appointment or volunteer, you can call 315-802-6741. For City Limits, I'm Katie Zolkowski.
Thanks for listening to City Limits, a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media. Find more from this series at citylimitsproject.org and subscribe in Apple Podcasts for automatic delivery of new episodes.